game, started praying, man, I had to get my mind right. All black clothes till I shine bright, full beams fucking up my eyesight. They hate me on the slide, but I bet you if I died, you would see them at my 9-9. They're asking if I'm real enough. Still got a couple killers in the cup. If he's coming nice, I big him up. Drugs kill, but my niggas make a killing off a drug. Rapping like I'm Jigga, but I'm Puff. West End wanna show a nigga love. But if it weren't me, you would never let my niggas in the club. Fuck District and fuck all these nightclubs. And fuck giving money to people that don't like us. There's riots in the city, just tell me where I sign up. The rainbow's silly every time I pick the mic up. Whoa, I got smoke, you can hold a bit. A coloured brother with a bone to pick. But I still get to gunning, don't be running when I bang mine. Before we said our prayers, there were gang signs.
Sveriges Radio.
Ekonyheter. Irans revolutionsgarde bekräftar att flera höga befälhavare dödats i israeliska attacker under dagen. Bland annat underrättelsechefen Mohammad Kassemi. Något som också Israels premiärminister Netanyahu tidigare sagt. Irans hälsoministerium uppger att totalt 224 personer har dödats och nära 1300 skadats sedan de israeliska attackerna inleddes i fredags. Medan 14 personer har dödats och runt 400 har skadats i Israel. Samtidigt rapporterar nyhetsbyrån AFP att Iran har sagt till medlare från Qatar och Oman att inga förhandlingar kommer att ske medan attackerna pågår. Och med anledning av den upptrappade konflikten ska EUs utrikesministrar mötas på tisdag för att diskutera händelseutvecklingen. Grönland är inte till salu. Det sa Frankrikes president Emmanuel Macron ikväll under ett besök i den grönländska huvudstaden Nuuk.
Greenland is not to be sold, not to be taken.
Ja, den franska presidenten rev ner applåder bland åhörarna i Nuuk, dit han kommit för att visa franskt och europeiskt stöd efter president Donald Trumps upprepade uttalande om att USA bör ta över Grönland.
Let me tell you very directly that you are not alone.
Under mötet i Nuuk träffade Macron Danmarks statsminister Mette Frederiksen och Grönlands nyvalda regeringschef Jens Fredrik Nielsen. Och den franska presidenten pratade om ökat samarbete inom ekonomi, energi, försvar, utbildning och forskning. Macron avslöjade också att Frankrike planerar att öppna ett generalkonsulat i Nuuk och att Europa är berett att investera i Grönland. Macron flyger från Grönland till G7-toppmötet i Kanada där han bland annat kommer att träffa president Trump. David Rasmussen, Danmarks korrespondent.
I USA överväger Trump-administrationen att införa inreseförbud för medborgare i ytterligare 36 länder. Det visar interna dokument som Reuters tagit del av. Bland annat berörs medborgare från Kambodja, Kongo och Egypten. Tidigare i juni så beslutade Trump om ett inreseförbud för medborgare i 12 länder för att skydda USA från vad Trump kallar utländska terrorister och andra säkerhetshot. Svenska kommuner som blir erbjudna en stor industrietablering bör tacka nej. Det skriver regeringens tidigare samordnare för samhällsomvandlingen i norr, Peter Larsson, på DN Debatt. Han menar att det är ett systemfel i hur ansvar, befogenheter och ekonomisk risk är fördelade, där kommuner står för stora investeringar medan staten tar det mesta av överskottet. Peter Larsson vill istället se ett system där staten axlar ett övergripande ansvar. Polisen har gjort en kartläggning av var i Sverige unga personer begår brott. Johanna Kindgren är analytiker på polisens nationella operativa avdelning, NOA.
Av hela Sveriges yta så är det 0,02% som står för de mest påtagliga problemen med ungdomsbrott. Då kan vi jobba med det, med de platserna. De andra kanske också behöver en del uppmärksamhet, men det här är ju de vi behöver prioritera.
Hennes kartläggning kan fungera som ett underlag för polisen lokalt på olika håll i landet. Det förebyggande arbetet som traditionellt fokuserar på individer kan stärkas genom att det kompletteras med fokus även på platser. För även om en allt större del av rekryteringen av unga till kriminalitet sker i digitala miljöer så sker fortfarande rekrytering även på fysiska platser, enligt Johanna Kindgren.
Så det är nästa steg, att varje lokalpolisområde identifierar och gräver i vad problemet består i och sen vidta ut åtgärder, identifiera åtgärder efter det, vad som skulle kunna lämpa sig i just det området.
Reporter Simon Andrén. Så sport, stavhoppsstjärnan Armand Mondo Duplantis slog ikväll sitt eget världsrekord vid Diamond League-galan på Stockholms stadion. Så här lät det i Radiosporten.
Mondo Duplantis, de sista stegen, sänker staven, hoppar upp där och han...
Ja!
Säger Radiosportens Alexander Lundholm. Så vädret, imorgon passerar regn bort österut över Götaland och Svealand och följs av minskad molnighet. I Norrland mest mål med regn, men i de sydligaste och nordligaste delarna kan det bli en del sol. Temperatur från i söder 20-25 grader, i norr mellan 15 och 20 grader. Ekot klockan 11 med Daniel Wockner.
I got that anger off, like I got that anger, I've got my frustration out, I just shouted on the song, I said, bruv, that, what the fuck, that, no, no, no.
It's been amazing to see his journey, like you said, I saw him one time perform to only 20 people.
Lethal Bizzle, and you know, when you see people like Stormzy, a lot of these kids will probably look up to, like, uni's an option, grime is an option.
It's just everywhere, I can't believe how powerful it is, and for someone like me, I can't even look at our power. I've got to look away from how powerful it is because...
The power of simplicity is also as effective as the technical ability.
Sharpen a sword and perfecting my trade.
My whole thought process was, yo, this could change our life. I remember I used to go to studio in, like, stolen vehicles and, like, I was just living a real illegal life and I was just like, there's only two ways this is going to end up, you know, dead or in jail.
You know, he's one of the biggest examples of some kid just being in a park, making a song.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bark. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ay. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bark. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ay. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seasons, made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl, like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce, don't know what you for. Catch me up and slow in my sliders and my shorts. Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie, way too exclusive. Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive. Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit,
yeah.
To leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business,
uh-huh.
Looking in the mirror saying Mikey you're the illest,
yeah.
When I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty bop,
hey.
I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop,
hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots,
hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off,
hey.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop,
hey.
I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop,
hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots,
hey.
Then I finish with a face just to top it off, ay. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. So much rusty, I might open up a rusty shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me racking up my brain,
ay, ay.
So tell these little fishes back up off my name,
ay,
ay. I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain, cause the rules are kinda different when you're badding up the game. Straight
badding up the game, bad it up again,
yeah. Had him up before, I have him up again,
yeah.
Fake brothers, man, your man and more pretend,
yeah.
By himself, he's battled with his friends. Ah, oh, you man are so insecure, man. It's a joke.
Man, it's a joke.
I need a ball in the yard, cause I'm the goal.
Still the goal.
If you believe in your source, then raise a toast.
Raise a toast.
These are some genius fools, so make the most. Told they say me
some. I need all the homage, could you pay me some? Man, I'm dropping bangers on your baby mums. Girls say I'm rude, word. They wanna see me nude, word. My name's Stiff Chocolate, I got nothing left to prove. I got holes in my lapel, rubbing shoulders with your girl. Which one of said that I will go to jail? Well, I guess you have to hold the L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. What we telling them, look. My brothers gonna die, we just rusty bop. I tell you, I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell you, I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. That energy, that speed, that fierceness, like it all comes from. Yeah, your British legends, yeah.
But can you remember when Garage turned into grime?
No, I can't even remember, you know. It's a funny thing, because there's a lot of things that, like, happen in culture, and the age I'm at, so I'm 26 now, and, like, as I said, I was spitting when I was 11, so I was at a very weird time. So, like, I missed pirate radio. Like, I didn't catch pirate. Like, I wasn't one of the kids that like, who was, like, running home, like, trying to listen to pirate radio. I didn't catch that time. But I also didn't fully catch the Garage. Like, I just caught So Solid. Do you know what I mean? Like, so So Solid Crew to me are Garage for me. Like, as in, like, I caught So Solid Crew. And then from then, it was just like, it was just grime. So I'm like a generation in between generations. So for example, a perfect example of it is that I grew up on Chip. And Chip is, how old's Chip? Chip is 20, Chip's a few years older than me, but he's, Chip is still like the youngest out of all of like his, yeah, it's a, yeah. So I grew up on Chip, but Chip's like a couple years older than me.
One pen got the whole country on the edge of their seat.
I wasn't even gonna say this time.
Them man can't play musical chairs with me.
Never.
Nah, I don't wanna chill backstage with no fake MCs. Some leave the room when I chat about me MCs. Nah, dead that. This me won't lie when I send back. There's way too many bars in my head back. I don't care where you come from, head back. Take off your head back. Please don't say you weren't warned. No, we can't link up. No, we can't talk. If you hear a 16 bar full of corn and it weren't chipmunk, money's on storms. Yeah.
You cunt, where was you for the past 12 months? You can get a skeng man fired from a storm, or you can get a buckle bite back from a muck. Like, who's got the whole scene pissed? If it weren't Big Mac, could have been Chip. What? You've been saying my name for a whole damn year, by this time, you could have been rich. Are you taking the piss? Brother, I'm blessed. I don't need no bulletproof vest. Man, I'm gonna put my skills to the test. Bonda, I'd rather clash RS. Bonda, I'd rather win some more. Yeah. Not enough shams, could you bring some more? We've been spinning them seeds for the longest. 2016, let me spin some more.
The generation difference is ever so slight, and like things were kind of moving at the same time, if you get what I mean, yeah.
Hjältarna var brittiska banbrytare som Wiley och Skepta. Amerikanska legender som Tupac och Biggie betydde inget för Stormzy. Som började rappa när han var 11, då Dizzy Rascals debutalbum hade utlovat en lysande framtid för grime. Chip, bara några år äldre än Stormzy, kombinerade mot slutet av 00-talet innovationer med ogenerat kommersiellt tänk och erövrade listorna. Mitt mellan generationerna, Stormzy förvandlade i sin tur den testosteronstinna grimen utan att förlora hårdhet och känsla. Från stål till sammet. Mammans smak och gospeln som man hör i kyrkan måste ha spelat in. Men Stormzy är i grunden en musikälskare som inte låter sig begränsas. Som visar grime och gospel samma kärlek.
And this isn't to discredit musicians, but sometimes, like, I think I'm a specific type of artist who really loves music. I think you get artists who like music, love music, no. But I'm a true lover of music. So I think me loving music so much.
I'm blinded by your grace. Every night, every day. And I was lost, yeah. But ever since you found me,
example, like being in church, a gospel song. That's a really good song. And I wouldn't separate that from anything else. I would just say that's a really good song. So same way that Wiley song's a really good song, that gospel song I sing at church is a really good song. That R&B song that my sister's playing is a really good song. That pop song I heard on the radio is a really good song. So they will all be songs I listen to. So I think just being a lover of music just made me think, What's with all this kind of genre boxing? Like, I don't understand it. Even watching, and I always used to catch, there was this kind of thing with grime as well, where like, if you was a grime MC, you must be a grime MC and just stay. And I always used to think, why? Like, why? Like, and I always used to think, when it's my turn, when I'm starting, I'm not doing that. I was like, I will still be the best spitter in the room and also, like, make a blind about it. I was like, I don't understand why one rules out the other. You can be an incredible MC and grime MC whilst also being a lover of melody who wants to incorporate melody in your song, whilst also loving, I don't know, dance or whatever it is. I just always thought that music is just beautiful in all its different forms, so separating it was just always a weird thing for me.
Woke up on my crucifix again, was up all night praying for revenge. I don't need more enemies for friends. Tell me how much times can I kill this game for them? But I still love these youths. 21 gun salute, fuck with you. 21 gun salute, I put my trust in you. 21 gun salute, would you share your last bullet with me if there weren't any more gun salutes?
Okay, our Father who art in heaven, Lord, I pray that I still stay repping. Pray for my bros and the pagan souls who turn their nose every time I step in. Lord, I pray that my bro stops betting. Man, that roulette machine won't let him. And I can't wait till I say I do and a bro say rap. Gunshots at my wedding, you know how we do. Flex on occasions, no more food. Left it with Satan, Lord, you know I'm a different person. But Lord, why do they test my patience? Please, can I bum my zoo in peace? 21 gun salute for these neeks. I don't ever want to be like them, so I say this prayer every time I go sleep and it goes like this.
Woke up on my crucifix again, yeah. Was up all night praying for revenge. I don't need more enemies for friends. Tell me how much times can I kill this game for them? But I still love these youths. 21 gun salute, fuck with you. 21 gun salute, I put my trust in you. 21 gun salute, would you share your last bullet with me if there weren't any more gun salutes?
Stormzy's experiment uppstod inte ur ett vakuum. Artister för honom var något på spåren. Inspiratörer som vågade tänja på grime och visa sårbarhet. Bland dessa märktes Wretch 32 som gästade i Stormzy's 21 Gun Salute. Och Lethal Bizzle en gång i More Fire Crew. Lethal Bizzle låg bakom en av grimens viktigaste låtar. Född ur ren frustration 2004 och ibland beskriven som grimens nationalsång.
So Power was my answer to basically everyone that was kind of like trying to shut us down. The radios didn't want to play us, the clubs we couldn't perform, they were telling people not to play the song in the clubs, and it was just like a big frustration. So I was like, you know what, man them, let's just do a song together, whatever happens happens. Like, I haven't really got no mad like ambitious plans for it. I just want to try something because nothing ain't happening right now.
Grime upplevdes som ett hot och motarbetades av både musikindustrin och samhället. Scenen skakades också av våld, som dödsskjutningen av en man på en So Solid Crew-spelning. Lethal B kontaktade sina kompisar och även artister från Wileys läger bara för att retas med den då helt dominerande kraften. Alla kom till studion men hälften gillade inte beatet. Förmodligen eftersom det skilde sig från Wileys regerande Esky Sound. De hoppade på låten i alla fall som en tjänst åt Lethal Bizzle. Pow slog ner som en bomb, vitaliserade hela genren och förbjöds på klubbarna i London.
I started to think like, wow, this is starting to really like, I started getting the deja vu feeling of when I done Oi. And I was like, this could be something. Like, a lot of people are talking about this song. People are playing it. I'm hearing it everywhere. I shot the video. And then that's when it just went through the roof. That's when it was like, whoa. And then people were just going so crazy to it in the venues. And that just kind of spiraled into crazy rumors like, we are crazy. We come to perform and we beat people up. And it just got mad. And then it got to the point where the club will have a sign by the DJ booth and it will say, do not play any Lethal Bizzle songs, including instrumentals. And then it was just like maybe 2 years, I couldn't do a gig in London and parts of the UK just because the record was giving people so much energy.
Lethal Bizzles upploppsframkallande power blev den farligaste låten i England. Att jämföra med Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen, Public Enemies, Fight the Power eller 3-6 Mafias, Tear the Club Up. Men eftersom den svartlistades på de urbana klubbarna hänvisades Lethal B istället till en scen som var mer punk än grime. Den vita öldrickande rockpubliken ökänd bland rappare. Men han skulle bli överraskad.
The whole crowd was just going mental to every single song, knowing the words and stuff. And I was just like, I was scratching my head because I thought, like, these guys are not gonna, you know, I hear mad stories about rappers come here and they bottle them and they throw piss at them and shit. So I was like, nah, these guys are not gonna be feeling my shit. But that was the day I realized that, like, whoa, this grime thing is bigger than just the estate. It's bigger than just the block. It's bigger than just the man them. Like, this is like a world thing. This is like the whole country can really engage with this.
And of course, the forbidden music is always the best music. That's the old saying.
Most definitely, man. I mean, looking back, I kind of feel proud that they were trying to stop it because it kind of showed how powerful the track is. You know, at the time it was frustrating because I'm like, well, you really banned us from doing any gigs because you thought this garage grime thing is bad. Then we go studio, we make a song, we put our frustration into the song, people are loving it, and then you're trying to shut that down. So, you know, it just made the song even more popular because people was like, this song is just mental. Like, comparing it to, like, God Save the Queen, like, iconic songs like that, you know, Public Enemy, like, they're huge records, man, that stand for a very significant time.
Respect me, man, I got step in that fist with me, new Nike 16 bar, 16 scar, 16 loop. lost my last by the high grade, but then wear one grass. See how I think God does it evil, let me think evil, I'm off against people, yo. Second gun is a dead nice. You cut the line, I'll be a critic, you're like, fool. You wanna come in, bear your tool, that's not the right tool, that's just any tool. All right, we come up here on the beat. I'm gonna really clean, you don't really wanna be.
Anyway, I told you I read him in our play. Spray this swag MC right away. He's chatting shit back, he's got an AK. Arms out comes and the boy runs away. You two double on four, niggas don't play. Streets all mine, nigga force I will play. I'm gonna call you fake. Don't care about your crew, run them any day. Yo, yo, nigga, you don't wanna bring arms out. I'll bring arms out to your mum's house. And you don't wanna bring no beef. Bring some beef, you'll lose some sleep. And again, you don't wanna bring arms out. I'll bring arms out to your mum's house. And you don't wanna bring no beef. Bring some beef, you'll lose some sleep. Pow, pow. Ow. It's
Lee for the Bizzle Records. The Bizzle, yeah. 2004.
Yeah.
East London's finest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to know.
And Pow literally kicked the door down to the industry and shook up the industry. They were like, whoa, like, this shit is still happening.
Inget kunde stå i vägen för den våldsamma energin. Pow triumferade och visade Grimans verkliga potential. Lethal Bizzle med sin nyfunna publik inspirerades att utvidga gränserna för en musikform född bland gråa betongklossar i östra London. 1980 gjorde The Clash Police on My Back. 27 år senare levererade Lethal Bizzle en låt med samma titel. Och med reggae-influerade punksmak för att beskriva sina upplevelser.
That was an interesting time, because it's based like on a semi-true story. I'll say semi-true story for legal reasons, but it happened in I think 2000 or 2001, the actual incident, and it was probably the most nerve-wracking time I've ever had. In like, I've never felt so emotionless in my life. Like, someone could have shot me and I probably would not have felt it. Like, it was, my body was just cold. Like, I remember just running and dogs, police, helicopters. I was just thinking, fuck, you know, man, there's no way I'm gonna get it. I was like just jumping over things, I was just doing all types of stuff. That was the turning point for me, when I said, oh, I'm not doing this shit no more. I said, this is done. I said, I'm done with this, man. Waking up every day, worrying if there's police outside your house, like worrying if your phone's tapped. Like, my phone was tapped bare times, 100% know that. Like, I used to hear funny things.
Yeah. Bizzle. True stories. Yo, Trimillat, yo, oi. I used to be a criminal, top car dealer. Big competition, but Mark has a real love. I quite thank Mark, cars were professional. Ringed over, exceptional. Serial change, notebook keys. All you need to worry about was the fees. Well, let's see, it could start from a bag. Depending on what car, you could pay 20 G's. Look at these, brand new X5 with keys. Look at these, Mercedes-Benz with TV. Look at these, both Astras, TTs. And if you could one, yeah, we can get these. Bestsellers were Puntos. Don't be laughing when I say Puntos. Applied the whole of Wolferstone with Puntos. They were cheap and cute and everyone could afford it. Like, I had to pack that all in, obviously, because of the music, but, like, one time I got chased by helicopters, police dogs. Like, I got away, though, but I listen to what happened, though. Look, so I'm in my Punto, yeah, and I see the boy them in the rear view, and I'm thinking, shit, what am I gonna do? This car's slow, so they're 1.2, so I jumped out, but I saw moving somewhere random in Chingford. Back then, yeah, I was a little Linford, but not ugly as Linford. Anyway, so I'm running, heart is pumping fast. Boodum, 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 boodum. Getting tired, they're catching my ass. Boodum, boodum, boodum. Then I saw a back garden wall. I swear no lads, about 20 foot tall. Jumped over, I thought all was cool. That's when I heard the helicopter.
En 20-årig Lethal B jagades av polisen och rivaliserande gäng och blev allt mer stressad och paranoid. Förstod att det kriminella livet bara kunde sluta på ett par sätt och kanaliserade istället ut allt i musiken. Jag undrar vad det Lethal Bizzle känner när han idag ser tillbaka på Grimans våldsamma tidiga guldår. Då begåvade artister gick under eller försvann från radarn. Crazy Titch dömdes till livstid för mord.
It's a weird feeling when you put it like that, because, you know, someone like Crazy Titch was a huge part of the growth of this whole thing. You know, he's still missed today. You know, his input, his contribution was very significant, where a lot of these new fans, for instance, Stormzy's new album, he's got Crazy Titch on their album doing an interlude. And Crazy Titch has been in jail for maybe over 10 years. So Stormzy was 12 years old or 10 years old when he was listening to Crazy Titch. And it just goes to show, like, what he was doing around that time was very powerful and was very, it was connecting very well. And he had a part to play, man.
Yeah, rap, Crazy Titch in the house, know what time it is. They're hating on us right now because they know it's going to go down in history, just like New York went down for hip-hop. Like, East London's going to go down in the history, so it's like, I think they're a bit angry that we're doing something that's going to go down, but it's like, what can you say? Someone's got to do something, innit?
But was it something especially in Dizzy that triggered your energy?
I wanted to smash his head in with some bars, so man just went in real hard, you know.
How did you kill him? What kind of lines? What were the lines you killed him with?
I called him an arsehole. Like, if he had, you know that tune, and he's just a rascal. Like, I changed it to, like, he's just an arsehole. He's just an arsehole. He's just an arsehole. And I was killed him, and then everyone was just getting mad. Westwood was dropping bombs, pulling it up. Prisons up and down the country were kicking their doors off and that, starting riots. No, because you can't understand, you can't diss someone from the streets. Because if you diss someone from the streets, the people in the streets will react, innit? Because they know, like, all right, you're signed, you're living a happy life right now. This guy's in the streets right now. You know what I mean? So we're with him, innit? Like, people only turn against you and start hating when you leave the hood, innit? So it's like people in the hood knew, so they're like, nah, man, Dizzy can't do that, man. So as soon as they heard the response, it was 8 Wire. Now labels want to talk to me and all that stuff, and I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
It is kind of sad when, like, you know, not even just him, like, just MCs that was around then but didn't be persistent, didn't believe. It's quite tough times. I was speaking to someone about this other day, actually, Gets.
It was just like music was changing the lives around us, and it was just taking many people places. It was very inspiring to watch people like your Kanos, your Dizzy's, your Wileys, you know, and your Lethal Beast in East London. That was inspiring for me.
Getz eller Ghetto, Justin Clark i födelseattesten i en annan pionjär. När jag mötte honom första gången i mitten av 00-talet hade han ännu inte släppt ett mixtape, men hade lämnat det kriminella livet bakom sig efter att ha kommit ut ur fängelset sista gången augusti 2003.
Whole lot of cars. Most of my crimes had to do with cars and robberies.
Getz berättade om sin tid som biltjuv och rånare på Londons gator. Hamnade i fängelse minst 4 gånger, vilket Getz såg som ett bevis på att han inte var särskilt bra på det han sysslade med.
Like, you know when someone says you're not good at nothing. Like, imagine I wasn't good at crime. Like, I weren't good at crime. I don't think I'm meant to be a criminal. I weren't good at it. I kept on going to jail. If I keep going in jail, yeah, that means that I'm not good at what I'm doing. How come I keep getting caught? I'm trying to get away and I keep getting caught. I've been in jail more than 4 times. So I realised, hold on. Like, during my last spell in prison, I realised this ain't working. I need to do something else, you know? Like, I need to do something that I don't hate doing and be able to get paid for it.
Yo, the man are selective bad boys. Some we just wanna be accepted bad boys. Some big whips but no electric bad boys. Cause of Narcos, there's some Netflix bad boys. I know real shower man, you know reckless bad boys. You know them protein shaking and breakfast bad boys. The man are some bro, could you get me on the guest list, bad boys? And then they wanna get up in the club and start flexing, bad boys. Give me the crown, man, I want that. Red Bull with a cognac. I tried to share my throne with them.
But I can see you ain't on that. I'm on arms on combat. No trace, no contact. Bro bought a new mash, I don't know where that gun is. Cool, but it's long at. Bad boy who? You were not part of a bad boy crew. Me and Flips roll up, tell a boy hold up. Looking like something off a bad boy's too. Bad boy jeans and a bad boy shoe. You were not a bad boy move. Shut down shows and a man them go nuts. All the bad chicks make mad noise too. Look, fuck boy, what you gonna say? What you gonna do, run? Oh yeah, right, you ain't gonna do none. Bad boy life ain't all that you hope for. Should've done book, but you wanna do gun. Charge free for a Z, that's banter. Black whip, all black swag like a panther. Heard through the vine that Spoon's in a bad boy. But I take care of my fam, I'm a gangster. Yeah, that's right. Just a young boy in the hood, fast forward. Now I'm Big Mike, still away from the height. Niggas went bad back then, arts cons, man. I swear on my life, put faith in my knife. Wrong move, had me on edge on the back road, pay for my stripes. So fuck these niggas, all these local gun drillers wanna come and try to do me like Trev.
You know bad, I'm bad, ass Carlos. How are they gonna harm us? Came wearing a flat cap, looking like somebody's father. I brew the bad man here, I brew the bad man here. You're a bad man how, bad man where? Apart from you, there's bad man here. You know bad, I'm bad, ass Carlos. How are they gonna harm us? Came wearing a flat cap, looking like somebody's father. I brew the bad man here, I brew the bad man here. You're a bad man how, bad man where? Apart from you, there's bad man here.
I'm fully on with your half on. Facts. I've done that, no mask on. Facts. 18 when I told man, ask Carlos. Now they ask how much man's car costs. Drive by ting. Aim for your head and convert up with your hard top. Your legs shake, your heart stops. That's the M case. Nah, dog. Not me. Not there. Not G. I got red on my beef like soldier. You got rice. I got peas. I told you already. My nigga, I don't know you from anywhere. Big spare that I go to your belly. Yeah, pay back, but you don't owe me a penny. Yeah. Fuck that, fist fight, fair and square, nah, fuck that, flick night, rare and tear, nah, fuck that, this guy's wearing his fear, might come back, midnight, air in the fear, deal with a matter like skipper, how's he gonna feel when I'm shattering his liver, blood ball, floor flick a man up in the river, 14 holding my shank in the mirror, like I dare anyone, playground looking like a lump pulley advert, where's everyone, I ain't scared of you, but I'm scared of your gun, frankly, that's when I got my team. It was all calm before storms. Now it's lightning.
You know bad, I'm bad, ask Carlos. How they gonna harm us? Came wearing a flat cap, looking like somebody's father. I brew the bad man here, I brew the bad man here. You're a bad man how, bad man where? Apart from you, there's bad man here. You know bad, I'm bad, ask Carlos. How they gonna harm us? Came wearing a flat cap, looking like somebody's father. I brew the bad man here, I brew the bad man here. You're a bad man how, bad man where? Apart from you, there's bad man here.
Stormzy mötte Getz och Jay Hussey, Bad Boys. Från Gang, Signs and Prayer. Som anlände 10 år efter Getz mixtape Ghetto Gospel.
So damn dedicated, set my work rate and work play is first place. And no man could ever change it. It's my destiny, no plan could affect my dream. I've done sex with Kane and sex with Dean. I wanna tour and mix up extra cream. But the experience was priceless, it kept me keen. And I'm driven by your force, that's impossible to visualize. I'm driven like a pool, still they criticize my talk. Is it possible to live a life, living like the wolf sometimes? I got snow white, it's hidden inside my shorts. Understand me, I'm as careful as I can be. So my family do not sit inside a coop. While I minimize my suit, any mission I can boot means it worth the risk. Sticking by the rules, but it worked worth a six. So I'm spitting till I am hoarse, I turn words to scripts. You can visualize my thoughts from the first verse I spit. I'm living like a fool if you were this person. Written certified from here to Merseyside. You ain't worthy, I was released when I was half of 35. And some thought Justin was just a statistic.
Ghetto Gospel. A very inventive piece, very different from your debut mixtape. Paving the way for a new mood in grime. More musical, more emotional, and in my book, it's the link to Stormzy. What was in your mind when you made it?
Okay, so I felt at that time only 2 good bodies of work had came from the grime scene. That was Home Sweet Home, and that was Boy in the Corner, in my opinion. Everyone was focusing on lyrics and having rave lyrics and going to the rave and hyping the crowd, but nobody really had good bodies of work. outside of Dizzy and Kano.
Enligt Getz hade Grime bara producerat två storverk. This is Boy in the Corner och Kano's Home Sweet Home. Getz bar på en vision samtidigt som han slogs mot stereotyperna som omgärdade musiken.
It was just like a fusion of the musical side with the grit still. And the different tempos, because that was something I always tried to push, was like being a tempo specialist and not being just one tempo. The flow was like, is like water. It could adapt to anything you know? So I'm wanting to say something different. I'm wanting to talk about different things and my mum and my relationship and bikes and...
Have Stormzy told you about how that album influenced him?
Yeah. Stormzy is someone that we've spoken about. Not necessarily that album, but just my influence over his period when he was coming up.
But when you made Rebel with a Cause, do you think that you lost the last bit of the rubber inside of you?
He said the rubber. No. What songs was on there? Fatherhood, Pray, Fire Burning. Even those titles are just like, that's how I was feeling at that moment in time. Like I said, it always has to be a reflection of who I am. Like, I'm not consistent in character. Like, I'm a walking contradiction. I am.
Westchester 32 for the brick, and I was like, yeah.
You're done already.
Bartender, I can make a little drink, and I'll be like, yeah.
You're done already.
My nigga Merck said, bring him a pick, and I was like, yeah.
You're done already. Already.
Jumped in the whip with a quick, like, yeah.
Done already, done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You
yeah, done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You on your marks, get sick, get money. Come and get me and get duppy. When old school gets gully, everyone gets worried. D-check, U-check, nothing. You'll get peppered and curried. I ask who's got a problem with that, and nobody said nothing. Boss, Mega Man's back. TT, Mega Man that. Mega Man hat. Mega Man chat. Slugs might swallow man's back. The man for ball will have man on life support. I'll send man to heaven and back. Ding ding, if you ever let your ting ring, then us man a bella man back. Westchester said 32 for the brick, and I was like, yeah.
You're done already.
Bartender, I can make a little drink, and I'll be like, yeah.
You're done already.
My nigga Merck said, bring him a brick, and I was like, yeah.
You're done already. Already.
Jumped in the whip with a quick, like, yeah.
Done already. Done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You
yeah, done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You
done already.
You sounds of the pum pum. This one's another lump sum.
Every time I kill another MC, 2 minutes later another one.
Come and get spun. I said come and get spun. I heard man say that gets in the hardest liar. Keep it 101 balls. Mega Man's back. TT, Mega Man that. Mega Man hat. Mega Man chat. Slugs might swallow man's back. The plan for ball will have man on life support. I'll send man to heaven and back. Ding ding, if you ever let your ting ring, then us man a bella man back. Westchester 32 for the brick, and I was like, yeah.
You're done already. You're done already. You're done already.
You came out with a crazy energy. Mad delivery.
Yeah.
You even shut down a Wireless Eskimo rave at one time during a clash.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. How mad were you then? How motivated were you then? What really happened?
Oh, you know some shit. You know some shit that ain't even really documented like that. So that's how I made my name. So it was like, okay, you've got Sharky Major, you've got Stormin, you've got Crazy Titch. Kano, my brothers, yeah, they're from my ends. Like, they've got their name already. I'm hungry. Like, I'm starving. I'm ready to go. And at that time, the blueprint for getting your name out there was clashing. So at that time, I was sending for a guy called Flirt D. Sending. And it was at an Eskimo in SE1 Tunnels, where I went up on stage and done an a cappella, and the whole crowd went mad, crazy. And I remember that was like the start of like, who's this guy Ghetto? Like, you know what I'm saying? That was the start of that.
Innan Wretch 3-2 anlände fanns det ett fåtal sociala kommentarer inom grime. Den aggressiva rebelliska musiken matchades sällan av texter med till exempel upproriskt budskap. Ett undantag var Bashy och Bruisers Fuck the Government från 2004.
Fuck Tony Blair, I'll grab the Prime Minister by the hair. Slap Sherry Blair, just for the silly clothes that she wears.
Us against them, soon we're gonna rush these men and crush these men. It's time to crunch these corrupting men and perform stunts to fund these men and stun them. Unexpected line of twins, I'm a soldier of the realness in this life I'm in. Cause they like to win, get me, get me.
Fuck the government, someone blow up parliament.
Like, cause when I was coming up, I was doing like a lot of live shows. I was performing some hip hop songs with like acoustic guitars and all of that, just to give it that rich, extra, different kind of sound. You know what I mean? Speaking about government issues and all of that, and people was loving me for that. So,
Wretch 3-2 bidrog till samhällsdebatten och närmade sig allt med singer-songwriter-attityd och ambivalenta tankar och känslor. Han berördes starkt av det ökande våldet bland unga i London.
People used to have a knife when you was 15, 14, 13. I see 10-year-olds, 9, 11, 12-year-olds, they got knives now. What do you know about a knife at 11? Give that 25 years, I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, so we need to either reevaluate the situation and see what's going on and see what we can do about it. Like, if more artists would be kind of more on a positive vibe, you know what I mean? That could help. That could. If I feel like if I can save one kid, then I've done something, innit?
I can't sing but wrong you a song, yeah. Wrong notes, but the melody's so clear.
The melody's so clear.
When I'm lost, I'm still close to gold, cause I found my treasure in you, and that's priceless spending. Now let me count my blessings. One life, two children, free time, four dreaming, five senses, six words. I found my treasure in you.
Grime is almost like the daddy. It's like he gives you the platform. It's almost like the training course, like the school of grime. You go there, you learn your craft. This is where you go to school, you go to uni, you get your degree, and you continue to do that. But it's all about being honest with yourself. That's what music's about. You know what I mean? I think there's a few people out there that feel like if you're part of the grime scene, you should only make grime music. I mean, there's an argument for that, but I don't agree with that. I think the special thing about grime, like you said, it's like you can have a 140 BPM style beat, which can be very minimal, and then you can incorporate so much different. You can make like a gospel grime beat. You can make a reggae grime beat. Like it's perfect what you said. You can incorporate anything into it because of the space and because of the speed. You could be double time, you know. So I think that's what makes it so unique.
So let's push the boundary. Let's see what we can do within this tempo that's only been around for like 14 to 15 years. There's surely something we can find that's not been touched, that people can't even grasp, you know? Let's push the boundaries a little more. Like, why are we trying to do what's been done? Like, the sound that's already happened. I'm also a firm believer of grime being a child of garage, and then maybe drill being a child of grime, and so on and so on. So that could be the evolution. It's just that we rename these things. The generation after this generation now are gonna reap the full benefits.
Yeah. Scary.
Sound of the surf.
I'm going away for a bit when I'm back. Nobody say my name on the track. When I get nervous, when I stop murking, scaring round five when I'm under attack. Should've thought twice before you open your trap. Coming to a nuclear war with a strap. You can tell me to shut up. We both say shut up. When I say shut up, I get a plaque. Difference might come true in all black. Things in the front row screaming out crap. Hashtag Murky 2016. Yeah. You thought who's gonna fall back? They think that I get paid in brand new clothes. Now why would I mug myself? Plus Apple Music gave me a brand new show. Little nigga, I'll plug myself. Plug my scene, plug my guys. This thing's more than a bus, don't lie. Wanna be a G, real fucks, don't cry. Looking at storms that the calm won't die. Fuck boy, soon get hit with the karma. Leave man pissed like he split with his partner. I ain't got a brand new chain or a rollie. Then I said mum, buy a business and gone. I'll cut that straight. Stop that, start that, get that weight. Man talk grease, but I bet that's fake. Don't wait there, never drop no heat. Therefore, I will not check man's tape. Kick a man's face like on back. Blacked out Adidas kicks in my combat. Please don't put no coke in my cognac. Rude boy, suck your mum, I ain't on that. Yeah, pull it up, rewind it. All the gun talk, I don't even mind it. Don't get guessed cause you got the headline. You only got it cause I declined it. Lost my faith, then I went to find it. Never been a flute, man, I came and timed it. Man, then my shook, better watch the throne now. And if you can't see me, look behind it. Pussy.
Yeah. Scary. Assassination.
Yo, I'm going away for a bit when I'm back. Nobody say my name in the raps. When I get angry, man, I move anti. Turn Big Mac when I'm under attack. Album's here, can you smell that cooking? Man, wanna chat about the proofs and the pudding. Tell me to shut up, we'll both say shut up. When I say shut up, I get a booking. Difference, box in the face, man, hook him. Hashtag Murky, Vince Mac, book him. Man, try say when I see him, it's peak. Man, I've been out here for days, stop looking. That loud pack's got a 10 like mine. Dumb boy, can't rip it ends like mine. Put a big strap to your hairline, boy. Push that back, get an M like mine. None of these youths got a pen like mine. Did you hear my man send, I'm dying. Anywhere I go, got my bro with the smoke. Yeah, man, we all need a friend like mine. Them man know that I spun the remix. Try put faith in the unbelievers. Man keep saying that I'm overrated. I'm like, yeah, cool, but I'm undefeated. Paintings in the bias, spot them by the pool. Talk to fight, but not to fight with tools. Drop my pride, I lost the fight in school. On the mic or off the mic, I'm cool. See all the pricks and the hate, I love it. Even though I laugh and my snaps don't chuck it. Everybody's talking like, so fuck it. Boy, if I spit on your tune, I'll bust it.
Stormzy skrämde konkurrenterna 2016 och höjde förväntningarna inför ett album som skulle bli historiskt. Gang Signs and Prayer. Det här var Scary. Grime steg som så många andra musikstilar ur misär. Stormzy, Michael och Murray har bilden av huset som han växte upp i inom sig. Det påminner honom om fattigdom och ständig kamp. Han refererar till smärtans hus i låten Wiley Flow. Stormzy sov i en våningssäng och delade rum med sin yngre halvbror till han var 18.
Was I in my brother's room? Me and my bunk bed for ages. So I got two big sisters, a little brother and my mum. And up until I don't remember my family home life because of the fact that, like, there wasn't much of a home life. Like, we weren't the family who was having dinner together. Like, that's a myth. Like, that never happened. We was never coming home and then sitting at a table and then, yeah, so, mum, how was your day? Like, that never happened. Like, my mum was always working, like, 2-3 jobs at a time. So, like, and then, yeah, I would usually just go to school, come home, get changed, and then out, and then come back home, and then do the same thing. So, like, I had a home life, but my home life was just like, yeah, what's going on, mum? Run into my sisters, like, play my little brother on FIFA, and then back on the roads, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just remember having a heavy street life and, like, not much of a home life because I wasn't actually at home that much. Yeah, just being a little street rat, but, yeah.
Your son did good, mum. Swear down when your son did good, mum. Know I used to run around with a budge, mum. But I promise I was doing what I could, mum. Now I made a little change, I was good, mum. I was saying I'ma get you out the hood, mum. Take a selfie, show them how you look, mum. Flex on them, let them know that we're good, mum. See, back then I was bumping cabs. South of the Thames, where I come from's mad. Done some dirt and I ain't too proud that you living on a road where your son got stabbed. Man, I had you in a station, your son got nabbed. Tough luck, just mums, no dads. And we all know growing up in London's mad. Mummy ain't never seen 100 bags. So let them all know that my mum's, he's glad.
Shit, I will mumsy a bad. Shit, like mumsy a bad. Garney and Queen, let them know that you're back. Oh, mummy ain't never seen 100 bags. Now I'm like mum by 100 bags. Be right here whenever you need me. I need you to know that your son's got your back. Like mama owe you everything, can you believe that? Everything, come and repeat that. And when I make a song, you give me feedback. I watch you plant the seeds and then you reap that. Made a little money from trees, I let you keep that. Hit drugs, but you probably couldn't see that. Young thug, missing Collie like an idiot. Fucked up, saying sorry like I'm 3 stacks. Man, I just hope you can play this. All the times that you worked on a late shift, just to see you come short on your payslip. Always in and out of beef with the bailiffs. Now I'm on the playlist, yeah, where I come from's bad. Same old shit, just mums, no dads. And we all know growing up in London's mad. Mummy ain't never seen 100 bags, so let them know that my mumsy's glad. Shit, I bought mumsy a pad. Shit, like mumsy a bad. Garney and Queen, let them know that you're back. Oh, mummy ain't never seen 100 bags. Now I'm like mum by 100 bags. Be right here whenever you need me. I need you to know that your son's got your back. Look.
En stark tro hamnade i konflikt med en ännu starkare vilja att lyckas. Uppväxten i Thornton Heath, en livlig förort i stadsdelen Croydon i södra London, formade Stormzy. En smart och besvärlig elev, nära att bli utkastad från skolan, men vars akademiska färdigheter förde honom vidare till teknisk utbildning i staden Lymington Spa. Stormzy var 2 olika personer. Den skötsamme studenten i veckorna, slogs och sålde droger i London på helgerna. Nu vilar brittisk musik på hans axlar.
Like my whole foundation, like growing up South London, growing up the way we grew up, like is just under, like even now, like, so a funny thing now is that, like, as much as like I've become this person and like I'm still so, like, I'm so South, like, I'm so like, because of the way I was brought up, like, I'm still very much the same person I was back then, because that is such an upbringing that is so entrenched in you that it's hard to go out into the world and, like, get success and no and do all of these things and change. Like, for me, it's just very difficult because it's like, raw, I'm so, like... But I think more than anything, away from music, I think just as a man, like, growing up the way I grew up, like, even, like, not having... Like, being super poor, like, as in my family, my mum, it's jokes because, like, I'm not... I wouldn't say, like, I'm like your typical, like, pain rapper. You know, you get those rappers, like, it's all, like, do... I'm not, like, that kind of rapper, but I've always think that I easily could have been because we were super, like... I'm talking, like... Like, yeah, we didn't have nothing, like, proper, like, grew up with nothing. But now, that's like, a proper part of my character, where now coming from nothing makes me behave in a certain way, makes me do certain things, makes me have an attitude to certain things, which I'm thankful for, which is, yeah, I'm grateful for not having nothing, because now that I have something, it makes me able to operate in a way that hopefully... 10-year-old Storms will look at him and say, "No, you're doing what you should be doing, coming from where you've come from." Yeah, wicked.
Thanks.
Thank
Stormzy.
You very much. That was a brilliant interview. That's one of the best interviews I've ever done. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you, man.
Let me go. Look, see, I love my hood, but the hood shit bugs me. Come on, I put the comb to my mum, then see me and spud me. And plus I got childhood friends that are scheming to rush me. So if I just pack my bags and I leave this fuckery, look, nobody judge me. Now I'm just picturing charms all dressed in white, on the steps with crash, trying to tell my young G's to relax and invest in life. They invest in knives, man. I was in my history class when my brethren died. So vexed that I cry, but I come from a place where the man can't let shit slide. So we rest in pride and it kills us slow. But bro, I don't need all that, cause the place where I live is the place I'll die. But I already pre-ed all that. Can't chat about pain, just look at my veins, little brother, I bleed all that. Damn, I just want all my people back, yo.
In case you think I've changed and I'm different, I'm not keeping you at a distance. So have a thought for me, yeah. Hold down this fort for me, yeah. Remember the time before things changed, back in the day. Everything can stay the same. Remember I came, remember my name, remember my face. I don't wanna fade away. Don't
cry for me. Don't cry for me. No, 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 no. Don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. Don't cry for me.
Heart on my sleeve, let me open up. TBT's on the block, all posted up. Me and them boy don't mix, but I'll post it up. And it ain't no family pic, but it's close enough. And look, man, I still reminisce when I'm rolling up. I think about the past sometimes and I sober up. Cause if that boy looks back, it'll hold him up. Man, I'm out here beefing like we ain't broken off. So these brothers ain't woken up, like, what have I done to deserve this life? I got brothers in a pen that I'll never see again, got my brothers them serving life. And I know that you think that it serves them right, but I come from a place where you burn all that. All turn and ride, so don't blame us when we turn to the dirt we track. I just pray we fly, yo.
In case you think I've changed and I'm different, I'm not keeping you at a distance. So have a thought for me, yeah. Hold down this thought for me, yeah. Remember the time before things changed, back in the day. Everything can stay the same. Remember where I came, remember my name, remember my face. I don't wanna fade away. Don't cry for me. Just take a shot for me. Don't cry for me.
P3, Sveriges Radio.
Ekonyheter. Situationen i Mellanöstern är mycket allvarlig, konstaterar Sveriges försvarsminister Pål Jonsson i SVT:s Agenda. Ministern säger att om Iran skulle angripa amerikanska installationer skulle det kunna leda till en stor hämndaktion. Samtidigt rapporterar nyhetsbyrån AFP att Iran sagt till medlarna från Qatar och Oman att inga förhandlingar kommer att ske medan attackerna pågår. EUs utrikesministrar träffas på tisdag för att diskutera konflikten mellan Iran och Israel. En person har dött och 13 skadats i en ukrainsk drönarattack mot ryska Jelabuga i regionen Tatarstan, rapporterar nyhetsbyrån AP. Attacken riktades mot en anläggning där just drönare tillverkas, enligt ukrainska medier. Guvernören i ryska Tatarstan säger att drönaren sköts ner. Rester av drönaren träffade en bilfabrik som orsakade en brand. Den svenska regeringen har fått hård kritik på hemmaplan för sin klimatpolitik, men nu kommer beröm från EUs klimatkommissionär, den nederländske politikern kristdemokraten Wopke Hoekstra, som säger i SVT:s Agenda att Sverige gör ett citat fantastiskt jobb. Hoekstra lyfter fram att Sverige presterar över sina målsättningar i arbetet med elektrifieringen av fordonsflottan och förnybar energi.
It is equally true that if you look at other domains, and I was already mentioning the electrification of the car park or renewables or investments in electrification, there you are outperforming your targets.
Kristdemokraten, alltså där, Wopke Hoekstra. Det var Ekots nyheter klockan midnatt, ska jag säga. Nu säger jag tack för mig.
Och då har klockan blivit efter midnatt. Det är måndag, och ni vet vad det betyder. Direkt sänd radio från nu, hela vägen fram till klockan 6. Välkommen.
Direkt från Radiohuset i Stockholm. Vaken.
Med P3
och P4. Med Robert Frank och Frida Tranvik. I just wanna
give you my full attention. For the first time I feel alive. A real connection. And nothing's gonna change my mind. I've done what I needed to do. All the weather man predicted a change. I had to get deep with the truth. Had to believe that I had some faith. Alright, I just had to take the time. I just had to make it right. I just wanna give you my.
Nothing.
looking for me, and I needed something new. Something. All the hours in the chair, that's where she taught me what to do. Looking down a telescope for what I could be. Oh, finally, now I can see. I guess I just had to take the time, I just had to make it right.
Full Attention, så heter låten. Tom Grennan är det som sjunger och spelar. Välkommen ska du vara till Vaken med P3 och P4. Robert Frank och Frida Tronvik finns med dig. Du sitter med någon sorts tekopp eller någonting, Frida.
Ja, jag sitter med min falska honung.
Ja, just
min honung blev ju så uthängd förra veckan när Lisa och Peter sände.
Men grejen var att det var ju som att de kom fram till att den inte var falsk.
Men den var ju...
Var falsk,
jag tror att de ändå konstaterade att den var falsk. Mm-hmm. Men det var också så pinsamt när de hade min honung i studion. Jag kände mig så bortgjord när de berättade importerad från Brasilien, Bulgarien, Sydkorea. Alltså det var ju liksom alla länder utom Sverige. Då skämdes jag. För jag ändå uppväxt med en farfar som var biodlare.
Just det. Du hade lite fallhöjd när det gällde det där då.
Ja, jag är ju glad att han inte lever längre. Första gången jag har varit glad över det. Ja. För att hade han hört det, att jag dricker honung som inte är honung från Brasilien, då hade han skämts.
Det var en skamfläck.
Ja, jag hade blivit arvlös.
Men de höll på att prata om att de var ekologiska. De tryckte mycket på det.
Ja,
så
det
kändes
som
att det var att de försökte ändå ge dig någon sorts upprättelse.
Ja, exakt.
Spelar det någon roll? Eller det är klart det kanske gör, men för jag menar, jag har ju också druckit av den där som du har på vår redaktion.
Ja, den är ganska populär.
Den är ganska populär, ja. Och den fyller väl sin funktion. Det smakar sött.
Ja,
det är inget mer man
jag
behöver.
Menar, om det inte är riktig honung så är jag ändå imponerad hur hon har gjort den här honungssmaken. För jag menar, det smakar ju inte bara sött.
Nej.
Det smakar ju inte socker.
Nej.
Det smakar ju ändå honung.
För det var, pratet var väl att det var mycket sirap bara i de där.
Ja,
och jag är ju en sirapsätare. Jag äter ju det på glass. Älskar jag ha det på glass. Det. Ja, det är så fruktansvärt gott.
Ja.
Och det är inte ens i närheten av den smaken, i den där honungen i alla fall.
Nej, jag tycker de var hårda. Men vi är här i alla fall. Duplantis har slagit världsrekord.
Ja.
Än en gång. Tål kul. Väl att nämnas.
Ja.
Nu vet jag inte ens vad han är uppe i. 9-10 meter känns det som.
Säkert.
Med tanke på ofta. Men det var hans 12:e. Jag läste också nu precis innan jag gick in i studion att han hade sagt till sin mormor kvällen innan. Hon hade sagt, nu vet du vad du ska göra. Han sa, ja men jag lovar mormor, jag ska slå världsrekord. Sen sa han efter, jag är en man som står vid mitt ord, så jag hade inget val.
Jag vill inte göra en besviken.
Nej.
Själv sitter jag och tittar på en bild på mig själv. Jag har ju börjat få ganska långt hår.
Ja.
Och nu när jag åkte hiss upp så fick jag en sån liten kallsvettning när jag såg mig själv i spegeln. Och tänkte, jag håller precis på att börja se ut som jag gjorde när jag började på Vaken 2016.
Okej.
Då såg jag nämligen ut så här. Och jag vet inte riktigt vad det är som har hänt här.
Oj.
Ser du den här bilden på mig?
Det där är inte en vacker frisyr.
Det här är inte en vacker frisyr.
Nej. Det är liksom långt. Och så är det som att du ändå vill ha kvar det här lite burriga.
Jag försöker göra det burrigt, men det ser ju ut bara som en... Det är ju en fågelskrämma.
Ja, men det är bara ovårdat.
Vidrig.
Du har åldrats väl, måste jag säga, Robert. Det blir snyggare med åren.
Tycker du?
Ja, det är ändå positivt.
Ja, det är positivt.
Men du hade ju också jättelångt hår här om sommaren. Då när alla tyckte att vi såg likadana ut.
Just det. Men då kändes det som att det var lite mer vårdat.
Ja.
Men nu håller det på att bli väldigt ovårdat igen.
Du får boka en klipptid. Men du vill ju bara gå till en enda frisör. Ja. Hon har väl tid en gång i kvartalet.
Just det. Och så är hon typ från Arvidsjaur också. Så ja. Att hon inte alltid är hemma i Stockholm.
Nej, synd. Men det börjar bli dags.
If I never let you down.